Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. We are in season 7, and season 7 was recorded in 2022 with a number of participants who wanted to examine the causes of weight gain. Now, I want to be very clear and specific in regards to the intention and purpose of this season. So when I talk about weight gain, I'm not talking just about it at the physical level. Talking about it at the emotional level, the spiritual level, and the mental level. So it's not just physical weight gain. If you want to do hypnosis, you can go to somebody who is a specialist hypnotherapist who can do a positive suggestion session for your subconscious mind in relation to thinking better about yourself, and also implanting positive suggestions about healthy food and exercise. However, I wanted to go deeper than this. I also wanted to do something that was totally different because I see a proliferation of people on Facebook and social media who sign up for purchasing a downloadable CD which looks at virtual gastric banding. Now, a service is a service, and everybody who signs up for that, I'm not passing judgment on that. However, when we do gastric banding in real life, or like as in the physical operation, or virtually, what we're doing is we're reducing your ability to consume food. So you're reducing the size of your stomach so that you can eat less. And I'm no expert on this. However, I do know somebody who did do gastric banding, and she did inform me that it's a very big adjustment because not only have you lost all that weight, but you can eat about a quarter of a cup of food. So in my mind, whilst it does achieve a means to an end, you haven't addressed the underlying root cause of your weight gain, self-loathing or hatred or whatever it is. And you have reduced your ability to enjoy food. And I actually think that that might have implications for your next lifetime. So what I wanted to do was to put out the hypothesis and see who would be interested in having a look at the spiritual causes of weight gain. So we could look at past life connections, current life connections, and looking at all levels of the body. So physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional. And obviously, we've just finished the spirit releasement season. So there was a possibility also that attachments and devices could be involved in this season to see whether they would add weight to the situation. So leaving that as the clear context for the season, we have opened the doors, and I made a post on Facebook to invite participants to the season, and nobody responded, and I was really quite curious about that. And then a few months later, I received an email from Isaiah, and Isaiah said to me, I can't find anywhere that post, and it's not on your website about the reasons for weight gain season. And I said, oh yeah. I didn't have any takers, but yes, if you'd like to participate, let's do that. And she was very excited about doing that. And so she's our first guest for the season. Now, I offered each of the participants 3 sessions. The idea was that the first session would be the age regression session. So going into the current lifetime for causes early in the life that would impact upon your weight. So if we want to hypothesize about this, then people's words carry weight. So things that were said to you, illnesses, allergies, negative experiences about your sexuality, things like that could have come up in my mind in the age regression session. The second and third sessions I wanted to leave open to the eternal mind stream to take us to wherever in time and space that there was another thing that we needed to look at that was impacting the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual weight of the person. So what my intention was to free up any feelings of burden, as well as anything that was weighing the soul down, any experiences, any physical kilograms as well. Whether or not the participants actually received weight loss in the physical world would be a whole nother experience, because it would be up to their self, their subconscious mind, to determine whether it was time for them to release that and whether they believed that the sessions were going to work. Also, we know that there's a certain magic in when these sessions go live, out, posted in the world. There's something very special that happens with the physical acknowledgement. It's like it brings, it manifests into this situation of the world. I've discovered that a second layer of healing happens for podcast participants when the sessions get published and go live. So very keen to get these out, as most of these sessions were recorded, as I said, in the latter part of 2022. So it's been quite a while. Now, the first guest this season is Isaiah. And Isaiah has very interesting three episodes, and I'd like to commend her for her bravery for looking at this. When I do these sessions, I ask participants, and whether you're on a podcast session or not, to fill out a form beforehand. So the purpose of filling out the form is it's a download from the conscious mind and the subconscious mind about all the issues that you have that are related to your thoughts about your physical body and your physical weight. So I have a series of questions that I ask them, and then they fill that out. And it's a way of just sort of like doing a brain dump, getting those emotions out there. And then I, in the first session, before we go into the hypnotic state, we actually talk about it. So then I direct the conscious mind to go to the specific and important moment in time. So Isaiah's form was mostly about physical weight and physical appearance and the issues and struggles that she's had since being a child with gaining weight, her beliefs about her attractiveness to others of the opposite sex. And what she feels about herself. So sometimes these sessions, you can write something down in the form, and word for word, you'll come up to a memory that directly links to that. So watch out for moments in the season where I may point out that they have said something exactly similar to that as they write it in the form. Obviously, as well, in each of the sessions, we will introduce the participants to the spirit guides. Many know them already. Some don't know which spirit guides might come to help with. And it really does just help answer questions for the eternal mind about why they are the way they are. So I would just like to leave it there and let the sessions do the talking. If you'd like to know further information about weight loss sessions, physical, spiritual, emotional, or mental weight loss, you can head to katish.com, and there are going to be case study sections that you can click on. And also, if you click on the section of the website that says, how can regression sessions help me, then there's a link to information on that. Some examples of people who may struggle with something in this lifetime that's linked to a past lifetime, and we'll see whether they come up in the season, are things like somebody who has an eating disorder may have been the opposite to what they are this lifetime. So somebody who's anorexic might have been obese in a previous lifetime. Somebody may have issues with starvation, may have died from starvation in a previous lifetime. There's all those kind of obvious suggestions about the correlation between current lifetime and a previous lifetime. But what you'll find out from this season is it's not the obvious that comes up. And I was quite surprised. So as always, thank you for taking the time to educate yourself and to listen to this season. Please share it with somebody who may be struggling with this area in their life, or feel weighed down or burdened by life, or burdened by their appearance or their sexual experiences. These all things can be freed when we examine the eternal mind stream and the various experiences that the soul has over time. So thank you again for listening, and namaste. Now, I want you to look beside you. Notice that an energetic being has now come into the room and either stands or sits or is just there beside you. You may experience this being as a light formation, an energy formation, a color, or some form of representation. This person may be, this being may be a spirit guide, an angel, an archangel, or some other kind of being. What I want you to do, Isaiah, now is to hold out your left hand and your right hand and ask this being or beings to come closer and one by one take your hand so we can identify who they are. So, Isaiah, as you feel the being on your right-hand side, take your right hand. Please tell me how this being feels to touch. It's Michael Perfect, and he feels warm to touch.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for coming today, Michael, although we did expect you.
There is.
It is Isaiah after all, so thank you for coming. And to your other side, Isaiah, who is on your left-hand side?
I don't know exactly. If there's a purple energy thing, it feels like an archangel as well, but I don't know which one.
Okay.
One that I'm not familiar with. I want to say one of those that finishes with on, Sandalphon, Metatron. I don't know exactly.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure.
Could you ask Michael to identify for you who the being is that is the purple?
Do you know what came to me?
What?
It's competition.
Competition.
It's competition.
In which case it's Zadkiel, right?
I don't know.
I think it's Zadkiel.
That's the only thing that came. Yeah. It's competition.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, beautiful archangels, for coming to be with Isaiah today and the intention of our session today. But it bears repeating for Isaiah's superconscious mind. We're here to help understand the spiritual causes of weight gain. I was wondering if either of you two have somewhere that you wish to take Isaiah, or do you have another person that you'd like to bring in to help escort us into either a moment in time from her current life or a moment in time for a past life?
It feels like there's somebody else who wants to join.
Okay, so if that person or being could step forward, please. And I think Zadkiel would drop his hand and allow this other being to take your hand.
Yeah, I think it's Raphael. It's something green, very much green.
Okay. Raphael, thank you so much.
The inside of my eyes has turned green completely.
So, Raphael, are you actually doing a healing first? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Unusual. Let's go straight into a healing. That's what we love about this, always so unpredictable. But we allow the archangels to do what is best and needed. So, Zaya, just enjoy the healing. And let me know if you feel or hear or see or know anything that is for the purposes of this recording for you as Isaiah to remember later on.
No, it just felt like a wave of peace and coolness, like less heat. And it's gone now.
Gone?
Like it's done. Let's put it this way.
Yeah, they're very efficient. Yeah. Okay, and could we have the next spiritual being who would like to step forward for Isaiah, please?
I think there is my guardian angel.
And who is
it? He's got this weird name. At least that's how I know him. He's called Banana Bangles.
I love it. Banana Bangles.
That's what he told me.
Hello, Banana Bangles. Thank you for coming today. I love your name.
And he's a teenager, old teenager, 17-year-old uh-huh. looking. And he's dressed like a medieval page or knight or something like that.
Oh.
Not with an armor, but medieval, yeah, or fantasy, Lord of the Rings situation there.
And Isai, do you know how long you've been together? How long he's been your guardian angel?
No, I never asked, actually.
Okay, let's ask now. How long have you two been together?
What comes is a long time.
Like a long time.
Forever.
And I'm curious to understand, could you explain to me, please, Banana Bangles, a guardian angel? As a guardian angel for Isaiah, what is your role? Pretend we have no idea whatsoever because we just love some illumination.
The first thing that came was make her laugh.
Make her laugh? That's great.
Make her joyful.
Yes. That's the Mintucan thing.
In charge of her joy.
In charge of her joy.
Of never letting her go into the dark place.
Bangles, will you be escorting Isaiah today?
Yeah, I could do that.
You could do that? All right. Well, that's very cool. Thank you very much. And are you ready to take Isaiah to the moment in time that we need to see for her spiritual weight gain?
I hope she is.
We know she is. Now, I feel we're not drifting away with you. I feel like you brought some kind of a device or something really funky or cool that you're escorting her away on. What is it that you've got there?
A device?
I don't know. I see like a hoverboard or a skateboard.
Oh,
or
that's interesting.
It's like I'm getting an image of something that's not floating away like an angel. What is it that you brought today there? A surfboard. I knew it was a board of some sort.
Because the first time I appeared to Isaiah, I came out of the sea.
Ah, that makes sense. Isaiah, time to get your togs on, love, what we call them in Australia. It's cozzies, sweaters, and hop on the surfboard. And you're going to go for paddle in the ocean of eternal time and space and dimensions. And Banana Bangles is going to paddle or surf away with you. So I'm not sure what the equivalent of drift and float away is, but I'll let you transport yourself with Banana Bangles. And I know you travel very fast, so you just need to let me know when you're in the next moment in time.
There's an island.
An island?
Yeah, we're not there yet, but I can see it.
You can just see it in the distance?
Yeah, we're getting there. And the closer we get, the closer. It doesn't look like an island. It looks like a real place of my past, which is not on an island. It's a beach, but it's not on an island. And it's actually the beach where Banana Bangles first appeared to me.
Which was very good, sorry?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Where is the beach?
Oh, the beach is in Greece. Yeah, in a place where my parents used to have a summer house when I was a teenager.
So we're going back in time to your teenage days. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you arrive, let me know what you are sensing. I'm just going to revisit that moment in time to understand what was important for you.
We're there.
You're there? And what's happening, yeah. Isaiah? Are you inside or outside?
Still on the ground? I'm on this beach. And the beach is protected by a mountain kind of thing. It's not a huge beach, a long one. It's like a cove.
Yep.
I don't know if the word is right.
No, that's right.
And so you have to walk a long time to get there. But it's secluded. And it is a real beach where I used to go when I was, yeah. But I'm alone on this beach today. there is no one else. No one that I know or that I don't know. I'm literally alone. And I'm naked. Why? Because that used to happen. It was possible to be naked there.
And what are you sensing when you realize that you're naked?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good?
Which is going to make me cry in this moment right now.
Well, please cry. Helps release.
Yeah, this feeling of it might have been the last time where I loved my body.
Okay.
It felt good. And beautiful. It was a year before the divorce of my parents.
And how old would that make you?
I'm 16. Yeah, I felt on top of the world this summer, summer. And my body felt on top of the world. I was never thin, but I was at my thinnest there. Let's put it this way. Or at least I felt like that. I don't even know, you know, on the scales what it felt like.
And so are we being, this is obviously a positive resource that your mind wants you to see, positive memory.
It feels like it's only gone downward ever since my relationship with my body.
And so is there something in this moment in time that we need to see that puts you on this downward spiral, or is this moment in time simply to show us how good you once felt?
No, I don't think there is a downwards inclination there.
So I just want you to lock in that feeling of how good you feel about your body, about how beautiful it is to be naked as a natural state of being. I want you to let that feeling of being beautiful, confident and happy soak and saturate into you. I want you to feel this joy. And I want you to realize in this moment that your subconscious mind can remind you of positive moments in your lifetime and positive inner resources. I want you to realize that your subconscious mind can be a good friend to you. And now I'd like you to set an intention in your mind and ask your subconscious mind to continue to be a great friend to you, helping you with positive memories of body and body image in the times that you need it most. This is a resourceful state that you can reconnect with at any time. And I'm wondering if there is another positive moment in time. Because Isaiah probably wouldn't believe that there was, but I'm pretty sure that there's another one that your subconscious mind would like to take you to remind you about. A positive moment in time that will help you and remind you of the joys of your body.
Yeah, so we've jumped. Time, place. It's still in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the summer, but it's not that summer. It's at least 2 or 3 years after that. So it must be something like 18. Yeah, 18, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And a disco, a club thing. And in Greece, there are these clubs that are on the beach. And there's swimming pools and the summer club, put it this way. And I'm there with a friend of mine who is the same age as me and her brother who's older. And he took us there because obviously we don't drive, but he does. And there's a bunch of his friends who are a little older than we are. A lot older, some of them. And for some weird reason, I think proved to myself that I could. I decided to try and catch one of the men's, because he's a man's attention. Mm-hmm. And see if I can make him want me. Uh-huh. And it worked. Actually worked. And yeah, we became an item or and a couple for a few weeks during uh-huh. that summer. And it's really a very positive memory. On so, both the strictly he finds me attractive. Uh-huh. But also we had sex. It was really good. And he said so. He told me, hey, you're really good at this sex thing. And I've been carrying that for the whole of my life, basically.
Okay.
But I have no doubts around that, which is a really positive thing.
So I just want you to go to that moment in time when you realize that he actually liked you.
Yeah.
And how does that feel to you?
So good. So powerful that it's almost like I could feel myself turning on a button of attractiveness, but literally like magnetic thing.
Yep. And had you forgotten that you had that ability?
Yeah.
So just want you to, again, let that soak in and let you add that to your resume of skills, the ability to magnetically attract people. And I want you to soak in and bring in and focus in on that feeling, what it was like to have a summer love. Knowing that potentially wasn't going to be any longer than a few weeks during the summer, but that you enjoyed every moment of it anyway. Knowing that you lived fully in the moment of the intensity of the passion, the fun, and the friendship.
And I was shouted at by my grandmother daily on this account of this, obviously.
Oh, grandma didn't like it, right?
No, not at all. I was supposed to be a virgin, blah, blah, and not go out with a 30-something-year-old doctor.
Oh, it's all right. Grandma's in heaven now, so we don't need to worry about yeah. her. You can live your life your own way.
She didn't bother me even at the time. I just didn't care. I felt like so freaking powerful.
So I just want you to lock that memory into your mind. Let this feeling of confidence, joy, happiness fill your whole being. And now this feeling can move into the background. Get this inspiration, motivation, and confidence can come back to your conscious mind more often and have your back as we go through issues that come with spiritual weight gain. So now we're going to go back in time to a time related to a problematic or challenging situation which causes negative residues or pain and also feelings of burden, heaviness, and potentially physical weight gain may have led to thoughts about your physicality and who you are. So this can be a specific moment in this life that is months, years, or decades ago. If you're ever uncomfortable with the experience, simply float above it and watch from a distance. So allow any memory arising relating to a problematic or challenging time in relation to spiritual weight gain or spiritual weight, with three returning to the significant time, back to the causative event. So let one specific moment come up and into focus now. in that moment, are you inside or outside?
I'm outside.
And where are you?
I am inside, in the house.
In the house?
So I'm something like, 7 or 8. I think. And I'm sick. And I don't know what I have. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. I've been sick for a long time, like 2 months. Mm-hmm. And the doctors have been testing me a lot, like drawing blood monthly weekly, or even more than that, because they're freaking out. I have a fever and I'm feeling like an old vegetable, kind of lettuce. And all life has been sucked out of me, basically.
Uh-huh.
And nobody knows why. And I remember feeling really powerless, really empty, and really floating away, if that makes sense. Not in a good way. Turns out I had mono, but I was 8, so nobody thought about mono for a long time. And it took them 3 months to actually find that I had mono.
What is mono?
And then it's called mononucleosis. It's a disease. It's a blood disease. It's not dangerous, supposedly. It attacks your white cells, start attacking your red cells. Literally, you eat yourself, and the red cells are the things that keep you energetic, alive. And so your white cells attack them and destroy them and eat them. And so the person feels completely, shallow, and you have no energy whatsoever. And I was a very lively and dynamic child. And there, for a long time, 2 months is very long. I remember it like an eternity. I could not, for the love of me, I could not get up, or even going to the loo was torture. And I felt empty and, floating away. And the cure for that was when they finally understood what I had. Because usually, it can go away quite fast if it's treated correctly. But there they had to treat it aggressively because it had progressed a lot. And they gave me cortisol, a lot of it. And I put on a lot of weight very fast. But it was not weight, fat weight, it was water. Because this thing creates that, the medication. And at the same time, I felt like I was coming back from, I want to say, the ether, being dragged down by the weight, if that makes sense.
All right. What I want to do is just freeze that moment in time as the cortisol is starting to affect you and you're feeling like you're being dragged down from the ether. And I want to call in the spirit guide that was with you during this whole experience. Because you will have felt alone. But there was a spirit guide that was with you at that time. So, Isaiah, I want you to step out of your body in that moment and look around so your inner wise self can see who the spirit guide is that was actually with you at that time.
So the first image that I got was I had a pink teddy bear. So it must be something related to that pink teddy bear. It was in my bed all the time. It was my favorite stuffed animal. And there must be something in there, but not a real bear.
So
let me
search
what was in the teddy bear.
Could we get some clarification if we've still got banana bangles with you? Or Archangel Michael, could you please step in and provide us with knowing as to what was special about this pink teddy bear?
It was a physical representation of the whatever being that was with me at the time. I can't seem to find who it was.
Can we bring in that being?
Oh, that's interesting. What immediately appeared is an angel type thing, but completely made of light, but female, definitely female, which I've never had. Consciously, I don't remember anything or anyone, any being female.
And does she have a name that she likes to go with?
I think it's something like Aniel or something of the sort.
Aniel or Ariel?
Oh. No. With an N, Aniel, Aniel, something
like that. And Aniel, thank you for coming today. Are you happy to communicate by Izzo? We're just wanting to know what you'd like Izzo to know about that time when you were with her.
I think Izzo was really alone at that time. She had no siblings. She had no friends because her friends were at school and not visiting her daily. And her parents were not available, let's put it this way, and or anxious for her or her health. And she couldn't even connect with me. So that's why I gave her the teddy bear thing so that she could hug something.
That's right.
Cry.
That's all right. You cry.
Yeah, so freaking lonesome.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Conscious can't even remember that time of loneliness.
Yeah. Well, it's time to let that go now. So we're allowing the emotion to release. Allow the feelings of loneliness to wash out of you. And the purpose of sharing this with your conscious mind is to remind you that you are never alone, even when you feel lonely. That you are always connected with angels, even if you haven't even met them. There are archangels and angels always surrounding you, Isaiah. You only have to ask in your moment of need for them to make themselves present, aware, and conscious to you, okay? So even as a grown-up now, and have you been with Isaiah since the teddy bear situation, or were you just there for that moment in time?
I stayed here with her for a while after that, but not now.
All right. Thank you for staying with her. And Aniel, can you shed some light for us, please, about the feeling that she had, that she felt like she was floating away or not even in her body?
I think she believed she was dying. Slowly, being deprived of like life going out of her. Very slowly and very painfully. And she was not attached to the ground, to the earth, to the living plane anymore. That's maybe why I thought that the teddy bear and the other stuffed animals and the dolls and everything that was touchable was better than me appearing as an angel. Because she was afraid to go, to disappear.
And so if she saw you, she would have associated that with dying. Is that right?
Yeah, or at least with, yeah, floating away, dissolving into nothingness.
And when she had the cortisol, it helped her get better, but she had the physical side effect of becoming heavier and filled with water. Now, we know that Zaya has a past very strong connection to the water and past lives in water-based planets. However, I do believe that she still has retained that water. Is that correct?
Yes.
And are we able to release that water today?
I think Zaya wants it very much. I think it would be a good idea. I'm not sure we can release all of it magically like that. I don't think she trusts that.
Oh, okay. All right. And how would we do that? Would we bring in Raphael, or do you have another angel, or is that something that you can assist us with? What's the process today, Anya?
It's not for me. I can't do that. I'm not the right person to do that. It's a Michael job.
A Michael job. Okay. All right. We may need to actually go back into the celestial realms for Michael to do that. Let's just check with Michael. Do you require Isaiah to have this done here or in the celestial realms?
It would be easier in the celestial realm.
Is there anything else that she needs to see from this moment in time?
No. Maybe thank Anion once again for her presence.
Okay, Anion. I really do appreciate you supporting Isaiah during her very dark and sad times when she was unwell, and we appreciate and thank you for coming again today to let us know so that Isaiah could bring that into her conscious memory. And we just like to let anybody who is realizing that or thinking that they are alone, if they are listening to this today, to realize that they can call on the angels to be of assistance, that you are never alone. You've always got guides with you. So thank you again, Anil. We thank you for your service and compassion and love. All right, so Isaiah, I literally want you to feel floaty, even though there's nothing to be afraid of this time. I want you to drift away and float away with Michael. And Michael is going to take you back up to the celestial realms, where he's going to take you for a healing. And he's going to, well, in my mind, I'm sure this is a very gross representation of it, prick that balloon of water and let some of it out.
I had the exact same freaking image.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought this is a sword job. You just have to pick the balloon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let Michael take care of that. And just let me know what you know, feel, or experience.
What exactly that? There were little tiny swords / needles all over my body, and it starts in my back, weirdly enough, in my shoulders, like making holes, tiny holes, for the water to leave. Yeah, it's not very comfortable, I must say. I'm laughing because Michael said you didn't ask for it to be comfortable. He said, why didn't you ask? And I said, sorry, I forgot that part, that I could even ask for the healing to feel good. Not.
Whoops. Tick. We'd like the healing to feel good. But also know that you have been used to carrying this water weight, Isaiah, so it will feel a little bit strange to you not to be carrying this weight anymore.
It does. The idea of not carrying it feels weird.
know that it's just simply water. So there's nothing to be afraid of by losing it.
I think the water is also filled with crap, memories or crap.
Mm-hmm.
Residue. Yeah, well, if I see the color, it's like dark gray or something, not clean water.
I want you to imagine this is like flushing like waste, human waste down the toilet.
Yeah, feels like that.
And if you could pick a number, because a number will come to your mind, Isaiah, in terms of kilograms, how many kilograms of excess water were you holding?
Nine.
Goodness. And what has your conscious mind allowed today for you to lose?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I can feel the resistance there.
That's why I was asking.
We're not doing that.
Because you could lose 9 kilograms today, but it's up to your conscious mind. It's a bit like when we release limited.
I don't think my conscious mind would believe that. I think my conscious mind is producing some heavy resistance to that number.
So like when we release limiting beliefs, I'm going to ask your conscious mind, and you have to say yes or no with truth. 1 kilogram.
Yes.
2 kilograms?
Yes.
3 kilograms?
No.
No. Okay.
That was an immediate no. Okay. Not today.
Today. That's fine. All right. So your conscious mind and subconscious mind has agreed 2 kg of fluid is being lost today. We are very aware that there is 7 kg that is possible, that your conscious and subconscious mind will have the ability to lose. So what I'm going to do here now is I'm going to ask your higher self for permission to speak with your subconscious mind. So higher self, do I have permission to speak with Isaiah's subconscious mind, please?
Okay.
So Isaiah's subconscious mind, may I speak with you, please?
Yes.
I just wanted to have a quick chat with you today, my dear. So there is this concept that is quite difficult for the human being to understand, which is that spiritual healing can take physical healing impacts immediately. I know it's something that I have struggled with myself. No blame or shame there, but today we have an opportunity for a substantial amount of emotional weight gain to be flushed down the toilet, so to speak, for Isaiah. But we're feeling some resistance with the exact amount because of a belief factor which stems from your control. I'm just wondering, what is it that's making you feel uncomfortable on Isaiah's behalf about immediate fluid loss today?
I'm not sure I'm getting the question there.
So let's imagine a child has a vomiting virus, right? And I'm sure Isaiah's had a vomiting virus. A child can't eat and they lose weight very quickly. It's immediate, isn't it? So that is perfectly understandable and okay by you for Isaiah if she's sick to lose weight very quickly, because that's clear and there's a cause and effect, right?
Yes. What's the kind of scientific explanation?
Okay, so what is the difference for you if we have an archangel removing waste emotion and water from Isaiah, which was the result of a physical tablet in the human world? Why is there a difference?
I don't know. There seems to be you're stupid if you believe that can happen.
But so, for example, if you eat watermelon or papaya or some kind of a nice, delicious fruit that is made of water, it also helps you reduce fluid retention. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
So could you imagine in your mind's eye, subconscious mind, or give Izaya the permission to imagine that she is eating a piece of fruit right now and that the physical side effect of that is fluid loss?
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes sense. And so perhaps after this session, Izaya will also crave watermelon or something that is water-based, like tomato, grapes, cherries.
Mostly what I've been eating the last few days.
Cucumber and tomatoes. Subconscious mind, will you work with me and with Izaya to allow her to increase her intake of these items so that there is a physical process of consumption of water-based items that will allow your operation to process the spiritual release of water so that they are working simultaneously together in harmony?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you. I really appreciate your trust and working together to find a solution. So thank you again once today for your time, subconscious mind. We appreciate that. And thank you, Izaya's higher self, for working with us and allowing me to access her subconscious mind. So Izaya, how's it going with Michael?
Michael stopped during the time where you discussed with my higher self or subconscious, superconscious self, because the last bit is bigger. I feel like he's saying that he needs to stand in front of me and cut my belly open, spiritually, hopefully.
Yep.
Not my real belly, because most of the fluids are there. Okay. I feel like I'm pregnant. I felt like this ever since, for a few years now. And I keep having this sensation that I need to birth something. And Michael says we can just open it now and make it go.
Okay, perfect.
But he didn't want to do that in the same time as other things were being processed.
So you just relax, knowing that it's not going to hurt, and knowing how much you trust Archangel Michael.
Wow. Chills.
Did you see red then?
Did I see red?
Is this also
It was blood. It was blue. The whole thing was blue.
I was just wondering if it was linked to the menstrual cycle and what we had discussed privately prior.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I didn't see red, but a few minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, I suddenly felt that my genitals, put it this way, the whole uterus and fallopian trumps and everything was very present. I could feel the whole shebang. And I don't usually feel my organs, but they're
it's not common feeling.
Except if I have a cramp or something.
Of course, yeah.
I don't, but... And it's still there. It's still there, very present.
I get the distinct kind of a feeling that we need to shine a torch or... like when you go to a dentist and the dental hygienist has that tap beside you and you get a plastic cup and you swish out after they've been doing the work and then they have this suction thing. I feel like there's some kind of energetic equivalent of that. Do you see anything happening in those regions whilst?
I think it's about light, not about water this time. It's about literally what I saw was it.
Torch, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
My vagina. Sorry, that's very graphic.
Podcast warning, talking vaginas. Yep, we'll shine the light up there.
Yeah, and I could feel the light. Also, there's some heat in the light. It's hot light. And I could feel it going into the trumps and doing the whole circuit, put it this way. That's been interesting. And now it feels like my whole genital apparatus is filled with glitter. Luminous glitter thing. And that is the healing thing.
Great. Perfect.
One of the things with fat, and mostly belly fat, is that I don't feel it. If I'm not in front of a mirror, I forget that it's there. And I never feel it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I don't know what to do with it, but I wanted to mention that. Because right this minute, I'm feeling my, as I was saying, my uterus and my ovaries and the whole thing. But I'm not feeling my belly fat.
I'm wondering if it's like a holographic perception that's...
I don't know.
Can we call in Zadkiel, who knows about mercy and compassion, so we can have a look at the emotional context behind this?
Sure, I just want to finish with the Michael thing. Earlier on with the big sword cut, basically, of my belly. What happened is there was a whole release of blue. And it was both inside and outside. It was going both ways. So that was really beautiful, by the way. Which is brand new information that I would find anything related to my weight being beautiful. Wanted to mention that.
Yeah, very good.
And then actually after that, Michael retreated.
He retreated?
He said, done here. It's interesting. For now.
I didn't feel him slink off today. I didn't see him slink off, which is the first time ever. So, blue. Okay, and that's his healing ray anyway, the blue ray.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Okay, so Zadkiel, are you then?
Yes.
Perfect. And my dear, do you have some insights with mercy and compassion to Isaiah and her inability to feel, see or notice the weight on her stomach? What's the insight behind that? We know you'll phrase it in a sensitive way, but we also know that you can cut to the point.
It feels like it doesn't belong to her. It's only a purpose-serving fat or weight. It's like you would take a car to go somewhere, but the car is not you. You use it, you travel with it, and you go into it. And it sometimes feels like it's glued to you, like when you're sitting on the driver's seat. It's not her. The car is a different entity, let's put it this way. It feels like her weight is the same thing. It's not her. Grabbed it at some point. Like she needed to harness it from the universe for some purpose, but it's not hers. And
okay.
And still she doesn't want to release it.
Oh, all right. Oh, universe, fortress. Thank you.
That was cool. I felt a wave of purple going down my shoulders. Thank you, Zadkiel.
I'm going to pick up on that revelation next time, because I think that we may be going to do some exploration to a moment in time elsewhere, like a starseed regression, to find out what the source of that is. Just because you've been going for nearly an hour and a half now, and just you've had a very lot of big energy healing right now. So I do believe that is a whole new exploration for our next session. If I have your permission to just put that bit on ice for the moment.
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to thank all of the archangels and spirit guides who have been here today. I just want to check, Raphael, do you want to come in and do any final bit of healing before we end this session today?
No, she's good for me.
Anybody else have anything to say or we need to do before the end of this session?
Yeah, no, Michael is having a nervous breakdown now.
Why?
Because you said that you can feel the thing, and then Isaiah started doubting herself about Michael slicing or not slicing, and he said something around, it's not the final time, I will have to do that again.
All right. Will you do that in the background, Michael, or as in while Isaiah sleeps tonight, or will we just need to pick up from here in the next session? Or do you want extra time now?
I don't know when she will be ready. If she's ready between our sessions, I will do it. But for now, she's not ready.
For now, she's not ready. Okay, so it's a soul readiness rather than a...
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Please don't worry, Michael. Is there anything else you need to tell me, Michael, about this?
No, there's a wave of blue over Isaiah now.
Okay, perfect.
And she feels it.
I just felt it too. Beautiful. Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, I just saw him leave. All right, Isaiah, are you ready to drift away and float away?
Yes.
Okay. So drifting away and floating away, you thank all the beings, all the archangels, all the angels who have been with us today. We thank your higher self and your subconscious mind. And when you are ready, you can begin to delve heavier and heavier as you come back down to earth, reconnecting with Mother Gaia and as the celestial. You definitely got to see your body now. As a celestial, all that stuff is celestial ribbon that is attached, and Mother Gaia releases your feet from the earth. When you're ready, again, you can feel the distinctness and separateness of the Gaia from the chair. And you can stretch and return to wake and safe when you're ready.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh, where was I? let me have some water.
Yeah, please do.
So interesting.
That was fascinating, wasn't it?
Yeah, so interesting. Because this thing with the mono is my conscious mind knows about that. Mm. And I know that it's the beginning of my weight gain, blah, blah, blah. But I never thought that there is a spiritual aspect to it. It was like, oh, this is science, medical stuff. So fascinating. And then the whole thing. Thank you so much.
Are you welcome? I'm really interested to do the next session where we find out where you took that from. Because I'm feeling where we are going galactic again.
Oh.